This is A Little Smooch in Exchange for a Secret, written by I Like Color and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Oliver Queen / Bruce Wayne. Summary: The League doesn't know about Batman's identity. Bruce is about to change that for one man in particular. Yeah, for that I say thank you. Next, thank you. Next, thank you. Next, I'm so fucking grateful for my ex. Thank you. Next, thank you. Next, thank you. Next, I'm so fucking. So, what's this all about? Hal asked as he sat down, leaning back in his chair. Last night, Batman had sent out a non-emergency code requesting for a founders meeting the following afternoon. He hadn't included any explanation or hints for what the meeting was about, and Bats had sent the message far too late in the night for anyone to ask any follow-up questions. Hal, who had been coming from Oa, was one of the last to arrive, second only to Batman himself. I don't know, Bats wouldn't tell any of us, Barry responded, resting his chin on his hand. A quick glance at the rest of the table told him that everyone else was left in the dark as well. Even Superman and Diana shrugged from their spots across the table. Hal furrowed his eyebrows in confusion as they waited for their last member. Faintly, Hal thought he heard the tapping of footsteps, but it couldn't be Batman, could it? The man walked so silently he spooked even Superman sometimes. As the seconds ticked by, the footsteps drew nearer and nearer, unmistakably headed towards the meeting room. Hal exchanged a quick glance with Barry right as the door opened. Batman swept into the room with an air of urgency. Everyone held their breath as he entered, coming to a standstill at the head of the table. He cleared his throat before inhaling decisively. I have decided to reveal my identity to one person. The room was still for a moment. No one seemed to know how to process that. Batman nodded sharply to himself, as if hyping himself up, before striding over to Green Arrow. Green Arrow had barely a second to stammer out a "what?" before Batman was grabbing the man by his shoulders and yanking him against his own body in one smooth motion. With seemingly practiced ease, Batman pressed his lips firmly against Green Arrow's, pausing briefly to let the other man figure out what the hell just happened. The tension in the room was so thick that you'd need a chainsaw to cut through it. Hal wasn't sure how Arrow was going to react, but he didn't imagine the man beginning to chuckle before turning into full-blown laughter, leaning more and more of his weight onto Batman. Holy shit, B, Green Arrow cackled, moving his face away from Batman's to press into his chest instead as he laughed himself to tears. There was a barely there hint of a smirk upon Batman's mouth as he politely held most of Arrow's weight against his chest. Do you understand? Batman asked, when it seemed like Arrow's laughter had subsided. Yeah, I understand, you bastard, Arrow replied, reaching up to grasp Batman's neck and draw him back into a kiss. None of the other Leaguers had moved since Batman began to walk towards Arrow, but a quick glance around the room told Hal that nobody was unaffected. Flash's mouth had dropped open, and Diana's eyebrows had raised higher than Hal had ever seen them go, though she did look distinctly more amused than Hal had ever seen either. Superman? Oh, shit. Superman looked pissed. His eyes were rimmed red and his face was contorted in a half grimace. That was an interesting development. By the time he looked back at the two standing heroes, they seemed to be communicating silently. Or, at least, Green Arrow was trying to communicate silently with incomprehensible hand motions. Batman looked faintly amused before he seemed to realize they still had an audience. Meeting adjourned. Green Arrow, come with me. With that, he swept out of the room, Arrow in tow. What? And I mean this with my entire chest. The fuck was that? Hal asked, only half conscious of the words coming out of his mouth. Once they were safe within the privacy of Oliver's watchtower bedroom, Bruce's back hit the door. I cannot believe you right now, Oliver spat lightheartedly, hands fumbling around the sides of the cowl, trying to remove it. Bruce slid his hands up and led Oliver's fingers to the hidden catches. Are you mad now that you know it's me? He asked, raising an eyebrow once the cowl was pulled off. Of course I'm not mad at you. If anything, I'm mad at myself for being able to recognize you by the taste of your mouth. Though Oliver's words seemed harsh, Bruce knew what he meant. He opened his mouth to speak again, but hesitated. We have not kissed that often, Bruce replied, indignantly. Have we? Please don't tell me you've forgotten about boarding school, Oliver asked, smirking. His mocha eyes that Bruce had grown so accustomed to seeing gazed up at him as Oliver slowly began to lean more of his weight against Bruce, pressing him against the door. That doesn't count, Bruce protested, sweeping a large hand across the back of Oliver's neck. Okay, what about every single gala we've both attended, and that New Year's Eve party that got us banned from Nepal, or the last 5 Gotham Knights games we've gone to together, or... Okay, I think I get it, Oliver. Thank you. They fell silent for a moment. Bruce ignored how his childhood friend was lightly pinning him to the wall, instead taking comfort in the close proximity. They hadn't been able to meet up as just Bruce and Oliver in genuine years. Up until about 10 minutes ago, the other man hadn't known that Batman was Bruce Wayne, and though they saw each other at galas, those were horribly public affairs, and never did they find themselves with a moment of privacy to genuinely converse. A soft exhale cut Bruce's thoughts off. Let's sit down. This can't be comfortable, Oliver said, stepping back and tugging on Bruce's wrist to guide him to the love seat against the wall. Do you have to go back to Gotham tonight? Not tonight, no. Not unless someone calms me about something. Will you stay with me tonight? Okay. The end.